Across to Western Australia, where people of the Swan Valley Noongar community have returned their home at the Lockridge campsite. The Western Australian government closed the settlement in 2003 by an act of parliament. But Noongar elder Bella Brofo says that under native title law, they have a right to be there.
We've built it up from scratch when it was a horse paddock, living in tents. I mean, we suffered all the way. We lost family members. We was forced out. We was evicted. 2003, we was made homeless, and we protested. We travelled to Canberra. The evidence against the community was all behind closed doors. The Peter Foss parliamentary inquiry exposed all that, and nobody had the guts to look properly into the parliamentary inquiry what Peter Foss did. He exposed all the false allegations and all the innuendo business.
Ms. Brofo told Karma Radio that the area is their land and that it's not part of any deal by the Western Australian Government and the South West Aboriginal Land and Sea Council.
Our family clan been camping around in Humpies and Tinchacks. We've continued along that line of living, and I mean, we've never left the area. We've always been here, and we continue that way of life. You know, our spiritual dreaming is always will be here.